Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the second unit of this component is Hardware and Software Supporting Health Information Systems. Unit 2 consists of two lectures, each with a discussion topic. Completion of a 2-page paper is also a requirement for this unit, along with a self-assessment. Lecture 1 has two parts. In this lecture, Part A, the major hardware and software components used in computer systems are explained, and the types of network configurations are described. Part B defines an information system and its characteristics, identifies the types of information systems that support the healthcare enterprise requirements, and describes the various types of technologies that support healthcare information systems. Lecture 2 lists some challenges with the use of emerging information technology trends and discusses the advantages and disadvantages of the Internet as a platform for healthcare applications. Slide 2. Part A of Lecture 1 has two objectives. By the end of this lecture, the student should be able to describe the major hardware components of a computer and major types of software used in computer systems and describe major types of network configurations. Slide 3. The picture shows the major computer components. They include: Number 1 is a scanner. Number 2, CPU, microprocessor. Number 3, main memory, RAM. Number 4, expansion cards, graphic cards, etc. Number 5, power supply unit. Number 6, optical disk drive. Number 7, hard disk drive, secondary storage. Number 8, motherboard. Number 9, speaker. Number 10, monitor. Number 11, system software. Number 12, application software. Number 13, keyboard. Number 14, mouse. Number 15, external hard drive. And number 16, printer. These components will be described briefly in the next series of slides. Slide 4. The hardware components will be defined first. These are the physical parts of a computer and its related devices, and include internal hardware parts and external hardware devices. The internal hardware parts are sometimes referred to as components, and the external hardware devices as peripherals. Some examples of internal hardware are motherboards, hard drives, and RAM. Monitors, keyboards, and mice are examples of external hardware devices. Slide 5. The definitions for each from http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/personal_computer_main_memory are as follows. CPU. The central processing unit, or CPU, is the part of a computer which executes software program instructions. RAM. Main memory, that is, fast storage directly accessible by the CPU, and is used to store the currently executing program and immediately needed data. Video card. The video card, otherwise called a graphics card, graphics adapter, or video adapter, processes and renders the graphics output from the computer to the computer display. Sound card. A sound card, also known as an audio card, is a computer expansion card that facilitates the input and output of audio signals to and from a computer under control of computer programs. Motherboard. The motherboard, also referred to as system board or main board, is the primary circuit board within a personal computer. Many other components connect directly or indirectly to the motherboard. Power supply. Power supply is a supply of electrical power. Hard disk drive. Mass storage devices store programs and data even when the power is off. They do require power to perform read and write functions during usage. Slide 6. Continuing on with additional definitions for input and output devices. Keyboard. In computing, a keyboard is an arrangement of buttons that each correspond to a function, letter, or number. The keyboard is the primary device for inputting text. Light pen. A light pen is a computer input device in the form of a light-sensitive wand used in conjunction with a computer's CRT, TV set, or monitor. Mouse. A mouse on a computer is a small, slidable device that users hold and slide around to point at, click on, and sometimes drag objects on screen in a graphical user interface using a pointer on screen. Microphone. A microphone, colloquially called a mic, is an acoustic to electric transducer, or sensor, that converts sound into an electrical signal. Webcam. A webcam is a video capture device connected to a computer or computer network, often using a USB port, or if connected to a network, Ethernet or Wi-Fi. Monitor. A visual display unit, or monitor, is a piece of electrical equipment, usually separate from the computer case, which displays viewable images generated by a computer without producing a permanent record. Speakers. A loudspeaker, or speaker, is an electroacoustic transducer that converts an electrical signal into sound. Printer. In computing, a printer is a peripheral which produces a hard copy, permanent readable text and/or graphics, of documents stored in electronic form, usually on physical print media such as paper or transparencies. Slide 7. Definitions for data ports come from http://www.webopedia.com/. Serial port. A port or interface that can be used for serial communication in which only one bit is transmitted at a time. Parallel port. A parallel interface for connecting an external device, such as a printer. Universal Serial Bus. USB, an external bus standard that supports data transfer rates of 12 megabits per second. A single USB port can be used to connect up to 127 peripheral devices, such as mice, modems, and keyboards. Slide 8. Final definitions from http://www.webopedia.com/ address removable data storage. Drive. A machine that reads data from and writes data onto a disk. A disk drive rotates the disk very fast and has one or more heads that read and write data. There are different types of disk drives for different types of disks. For example, a hard disk drive, HDD, reads and writes hard disks. A magnetic disk drive reads magnetic disks, and an optical drive reads optical disks. Disk drives can be either internal, housed within the computer, or external, housed in a separate box that connects to the computer. USB flash drive. A small portable flash memory card that plugs into a computer's USB port and functions as a portable hard drive. USB flash drives are touted as being easy to use, as they are small enough to be carried in a pocket and can plug into any computer with a USB port. USB flash drives have less storage capacity than an external hard drive, but they are smaller and more durable because they do not contain any internal moving parts. USB flash drives are also called thumb drives, jump drives, pen drives, key drives, tokens, or simply USB drives. Memory card. An electronic flash memory storage disk commonly used in consumer electronic devices such as digital cameras, MP3 players, mobile phones, and other small portable devices. Types of memory cards include PCMCIA, compact flash, SD card, mini SD, XD picture card, and others. Memory cards are usually read by connecting the device containing the card to a computer or by using a USB card reader. Slide 9. Moving on, computer software, or just software, is the collection of computer programs and related data that provide the instructions telling a computer what to do. Some examples of software are Microsoft Windows, which is operating system software, and Microsoft Word, which is application software. The next few slides will review the various computer software components. Slide 10. First, let's take a look at the major types of software. The content is from http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/computer_software. System software helps run the computer hardware and computer system. It includes a combination of the following: device drivers, operating systems, servers, utilities, and windowing systems. An example of system software would be utility software. This type of software is a kind of system software designed to help analyze, configure, optimize, and maintain the computer. A single piece of utility software is called a utility or tool. Examples are disk defragmenters, disk checkers, and backup and recovery utilities. Moving on, application software, also known as an application, is computer software designed to help the user perform singular or multiple related specific tasks. Examples include enterprise software, accounting software, office suites, graphics software, and media players. Application software is contrasted with system software and middleware, which manage and integrate a computer's capabilities, but typically do not directly apply them in the performance of tasks that benefit the user. The final major type of software is programming software. This type of software usually provides tools to assist a programmer in writing computer programs and software using different programming languages in a more convenient way. The tools include compilers, debuggers, and text editors. Slide 11. Selecting the first major type of system software, let's look at specific examples. These include operating systems, device drivers, servers, utilities, and windowing systems. Again, the definitions are all from http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/computer_software. An operating system, OS, is a set of system software programs in a computer that regulate the ways application software programs use the computer hardware and the ways that users control the computer. An example is Microsoft Windows. A device driver is software that controls a particular type of device. A device driver simplifies programming by acting as a translator between a hardware device and the applications or operating systems that use it. Drivers may interface with printers, video adapters, network cards, and scanners. The term server is also often generalized to describe a host that is deployed to execute one or more programs. Utility software is a kind of system software designed to help analyze, configure, optimize, and maintain the computer. A single piece of utility software is usually called a utility or tool. Examples include disk defragmenters, disk checkers, and backup and recovery utilities. A windowing system, or window system, is a component of a graphical user interface, GUI, and more specifically of a desktop environment, which supports the implementation of window managers and provides basic support for graphics hardware and pointing devices such as mice and keyboards. Slide 12. The next category of software to review is application software. According to Wikipedia, in computer science, an application is a computer program designed to help people perform an activity. An application thus differs from an operating system, which runs a computer, a utility, which performs maintenance or general purpose chores, and a programming language, which are used to create computer programs. Depending on the activity for which it was designed, an application can manipulate text, numbers, graphics, or a combination of these elements. As further explanation, http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/application_software terminology states, application software, also known as an application, is computer software designed to help the user to perform singular or multiple related specific tasks. Examples include enterprise software, accounting software, office suites, graphics software, and media players. Application software is contrasted with system software and middleware, which manage and integrate a computer's capabilities, but typically do not directly apply them in the performance of tasks that benefit the user. Enterprise software, also known as Enterprise Application Software, EAS, is software that is sold to an enterprise. Enterprise application software is application software that performs business functions such as order processing, procurement, production scheduling, customer information management, and accounting. It is typically hosted on servers and provides simultaneous services to a large number of users, usually over a computer network. Slide 13. Another category of software is programming software. This type provides tools to assist a programmer in writing computer programs and software using different programming languages. The tools include compilers, interpreters, debuggers, linkers, and text editors. The following definitions are from http://www.webopedia.com/. A compiler is a program that translates source code into object code. The compiler derives its name from the way it works, looking at the entire piece of source code and collecting and reorganizing the instructions. Thus, a compiler differs from an interpreter, which analyzes and executes each line of source code in succession without looking at the entire program. The advantage of interpreters is that they can execute a program immediately. Compilers require some time before an executable program emerges. However, programs produced by compilers run much faster than the same programs executed by an interpreter. An interpreter is a program that executes instructions written in a high-level language. An interpreter translates high-level instructions into an intermediate form, which it then executes. The interpreter, on the other hand, can immediately execute high-level programs. For this reason, interpreters are sometimes used during the development of a program when a programmer wants to add small sections at a time and test them quickly. In addition, interpreters are often used in education because they allow students to program interactively. A debugger is a special program used to find errors, bugs, in other programs. A debugger allows a programmer to stop a program at any point and examine and change the values of variables. A linker is also called link editor and binder. A linker is a program that combines object modules to form an executable program. Many programming languages allow you to write different pieces of code, called modules, separately. This simplifies the programming task because you can break a large program into small, more manageable pieces. Eventually, though, you need to put all the modules together. This is the job of the linker. A text editor is a program that enables you to create and edit text files. There are many different types of editors, but they all fall into two general categories. Line editors, a primitive form of editor that requires you to specify a specific line of text before you can make changes to it. Screen-oriented editors, also called full-screen editors, these editors enable you to modify any text that appears on the display screen by moving the cursor to the desired location. Slide 14. The picture shows three computers linked together. According to http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/computer_network, a computer network, often simply referred to as a network, is a collection of computers and devices connected by communications channels that facilitates communications among users and allows users to share resources with other users. Networks may be classified according to a wide variety of characteristics. The main purpose of a network is to allow sharing of resources and information among devices connected to the network. As explained in http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/computer_network/internetwork, computer networks can be used to facilitate communications. Using a network, people can communicate efficiently and easily via email, instant messaging, chat rooms, telephone, video telephone calls, and video conferencing. Share hardware. In a networked environment, each computer on a network can access and use hardware on the network. Suppose several personal computers on a network each require the use of a laser printer. If the personal computers and a laser printer are connected to a network, each user can then access the laser printer on the network as they need it. Share files, data, and information. In a network environment, any authorized user can access data and information stored on other computers on the network. The capability of providing access to data and information on shared storage devices is an important feature of many networks. Share software. Users connected to a network can access application programs on the network. Slide 15. Some major types of networks are local area, wide area, virtual, health center controlled, and storage area. Each will be discussed in the next few slides. Slide 16. According to http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/lan, a local area network, or LAN, is a computer network covering a small physical area, such as a home, an office, or a small group of buildings, such as a school or an airport. The defining characteristics of LANs, in contrast to wide area networks, or WANs, which will be discussed next, include their usually higher data transfer rates, smaller geographic area, and lack of a need for leased telecommunication lines. LAN computers are usually connected using hubs and switches rather than routers. They may also incorporate wireless connectivity. Slide 17. The picture is of the United States, with specific cities connected with lines representing links. For example, Ann Arbor, Michigan is connected with a straight line to Salt Lake City, Utah. As stated in http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/wide_area_network, wide area networks, or WANs, are networks whose communications links cross metropolitan, regional, or national boundaries. WANs are used to connect LANs and other types of networks together, so that users and computers in one location can communicate with users and computers in other locations. Many WANs are built for one particular organization and are private. Others, built by Internet service providers, provide connections from an organization's LAN to the Internet. Slide 18. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/virtual_network describes a virtual network as a computer network that consists, at least in part, of virtual network links. A virtual network link is a link that does not consist of a physical connection between two computing devices, but is implemented using methods of network virtualization. This picture is an example of an Internet Virtual Private Network, VPN. It shows five clouds, labeled from left to right in a circular fashion as regional office, remote roaming users, head office, and Internet. The regional office and remote roaming users are connected to the head office via the Internet. Remote users are able to access the head office over the Internet, a public network, via a router that requires a login. Encryption technologies are used to secure the connection and any data transmitted, and therefore unavailable to unauthorized users. Slide 19. Another type of network is the Health Resources and Services Administration's Health Center Controlled Network, or HCCN. This network is controlled and acting on behalf of health centers as defined and funded under Section 330(e)(1)(c) of the Public Health Service Act. HCCNs consist of at least three collaborator organizations. The purpose is to ensure access to health care for the medically underserved populations through the enhancement of health center operations, including health information technology. Banded together, HCCNs exchange information and establish collaborative mechanisms to meet administrative, IT, and clinical quality objectives. HCCNs are at the forefront of assisting community health centers in utilizing health information technology to improve healthcare delivery and improve the health of the populations that health centers serve across the nation. They support the acquisition, implementation, and use of electronic health records for numerous health centers, provide population and disease management services, and are exchanging data among providers and provide data warehouse and quality reporting to improve care. Slide 20. The final network to discuss is the Storage Area Network, or SAN. A SAN is a network of storage disks. An AHIMA-EHIM workgroup on electronic document management as a component of EHR published a practice brief. The glossary for this practice brief states the following. In large enterprises, a SAN connects multiple servers to a centralized pool of disk storage. Compared to managing hundreds of servers, each with its own disks, SANs improve system administration. By treating all the company's storage as a single resource, disk maintenance and routine backups are easier to schedule and control. In some SANs, the disks themselves can copy data to other disks for backup without any processing overhead at the host computers. The SAN network allows data transfers between computers and disks at the same high peripheral channel speeds as when they are directly attached. October 2003. http://library.ahima.org/expedio/groups/public/documents/ahima/bok1_021595.hcsp?d.name=bok1_021595. Slide 21. A topology is the layout or structure of a network. Topologies can be physical or logical. Physical topology is the physical design of a network, which includes devices, location, and cable installation. Logical topology addresses how data actually transfer in a network. According to http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/network_topology, the logical topology, in contrast to the physical, is the way that the signals act on the network media, or the way that the data passes through the network from one device to the next without regard to the physical interconnection of the devices. A network's logical topology is not necessarily the same as its physical topology. For example, twisted pair Ethernet is a logical bus topology in a physical star topology layout. While IBM's token ring is a logical ring topology, it is physically set up in a star topology. Slide 22. Common network topologies are bus, mesh, tree, ring, and star. Starting with the first row, top left, each will be defined. The definitions are from http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/network_topology. A bus topology is where each computer or server is connected to the single bus cable through some kind of connector. A terminator is required at each end of the bus cable to prevent the signal from bouncing back and forth on the bus cable. Next is the mesh topology. This type is where each node in the network may act as an independent router, regardless of whether it is connected to another network or not. It allows for continuous connections and reconfiguration around broken or blocked paths by hopping from node to node until the destination is reached. A mesh network whose nodes are all connected to each other is a fully connected network. In the case of a tree topology, a central root node, the top level of the hierarchy, is connected to one or more other nodes that are one level lower in the hierarchy, that is, the second level, with a point-to-point link between each of the second-level nodes and the top-level central root node. While each of the second-level nodes that are connected to the top-level central root node will also have one or more other nodes that are one level lower in the hierarchy, that is, the third level, connected to it. Also with a point-to-point link, the top-level central root node being the only node that has no other node above it in the hierarchy. For the ring topology, each computer is connected to the network in a closed loop or ring. Each machine or computer has a unique address that is used for identification purposes. The signal passes through each machine or computer connected to the ring in one direction. The last is the star topology. With a star topology, each network host is connected to a central hub. In contrast to the bus topology, the star topology connects each node to the hub with a point-to-point connection. All traffic that traverses the network passes through the central hub. Slide 23. This concludes Part A of Lecture 1 of Unit 2. In this lecture, the major hardware and software components used in computer systems were explained and the types of network configurations described. Part B will define an information system and its characteristics, identify the types of information systems that support the healthcare enterprise requirements, and describe the various types of technologies that support healthcare information systems. Lecture 2 will list some challenges with the use of emerging information technology trends and discuss the advantages and disadvantages of the Internet as a platform for healthcare applications.